Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, June 7th, and the Democracy Campaign filed complaints today with the state against three Democratic and Republican senators for failing to properly identify campaign contributors who gave them more than $50,000. The complaints were filed against Republicans Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac and Dan Kopanky of La Crosse and Democrat Dave Hansen of Green Bay. They are among several state senators targeted for recall by outside groups angry over the senators' support or opposition to a plan by Republican Governor Scott Walker to abolish most public employee collective bargaining rights. Hopper, Kopanky, and Hansen were among 11 senators who filed campaign finance reports in April showing they had raised and spent money to prepare for a possible recall election. Campaign finance reports for nine of those 11 senators contained contributions of more than $100 that failed to show the occupation and employer information about the contributor. And state campaign finance laws require candidates to identify occupation and employer information about contributors who give them more than $100 in a calendar year. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign's latest action is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, can you tell us how many contributors or how much campaign cash each of these three senators failed to properly identify?
Well, it was different amounts and different numbers of donations for each of the three. The person with the most with the missing information was Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac. But collectively, we're talking about roughly 50 donations, and it's a total of about $50,000. Give or take a few. So we're not talking about $25 or $50 contributors here or $100 or $150 contributors here. We're talking about wealthy donors who gave a whole lot of money, about 50 donations totaling roughly $50,000.
Okay, this doesn't seem to amount to cheating or stealing money from a campaign fund. So why is this information so important? And how do you respond to people who think this doesn't involve a lot of money and the Democracy Campaign is just nitpicking?
Well, this law, this disclosure law, is the heart and soul of campaign finance disclosure, because unless you know the occupation, employer of donors who give substantial amounts of money, all there are on the reports are names on paper, and the public has no idea what the interests of those donors are, what might motivate those campaign donations. So disclosure of occupation and employer is what allows the public to really follow the money and know what interests are seeking to influence state government. So getting candidates to comply with that law is what is absolutely critical to meaningful disclosure. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of donations listed in names of people, and if you don't happen to know what the interests are of those people, you don't have much to go on.
How does filing complaints resolve the problem?
Well, I think what we always have tried to do is call attention to these problems and publicly report that there's a failure to comply with the law. We always hope that just calling attention to it, shining light on it, will then provoke a response and we'll get these candidates to comply with the law. Well, we called attention to this back in May, and there haven't been any amended reports filed. There hasn't been any of this information provided. So filing formal complaints is the next step. And we hope that as with past cases, the Government Accountability Board will find them and find them seriously, sending a message that this law needs to be taken seriously, that this disclosure is important, and that the public deserves to have this. And so it really is all about getting the attention of the campaigns and holding them accountable to the law, sending a message that this law needs to be followed. And if that message is sent by the Government Accountability Board, then what we'll see is better compliance with the law.
All right. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about the complaints and missing contributor information, please check out the June 7th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.